When you're born again, something should happen. When you express your faith in Christ and you're born again, something should have happened. Once you were dead to God because of sin, but now you're alive to God through Christ because the Holy Spirit inside you gives you life, gives life to your body and life to live for the glory of God.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt's Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt's Assembly of God. The message you'll be hearing today is part of a series that's entitled Faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And throughout the Word of God, we see that God responds to faith. It's my hope that through this series, your faith is encouraged. The Apostle Paul tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I pray that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message. Today's message is part two of A Denying Faith.
God spoke to Abraham, said, you'll have an heir, you'll have descendants. But he has no heir, and he has no descendants here in chapter 15. So what he does is this, well, God, since you won't give me an heir, since you won't give me a son to follow in my steps, I'm going to give my estate, my inheritance to my servant, my top servant, which is Eliezer from Damascus. So I'm going to give it to him. God steps in and says, well, buddy, that's not the way it's going to work. You will have a descendant that will come from your body. You will have one that will come from you. See, Abraham believed that, okay? And we know he believed that because if he had not, then he wouldn't have had action. See, we define belief as this. Just believe it. Have a conception. I believe this is the Bible. That's great. I believe this is God's word. That's great. But now then, let's live our lives accordingly then to God's word. That's faith. That's putting it into action. When we read verse 6, Abraham believed God, we need to pause and think for a moment. Abraham and Sarah obviously produced a child in their old age. Isaac, correct? Even though Sarah could not have children, she was barren. So let me ask you this. Would we credit Abraham? Hear this, please. Would we credit Abraham as righteous if they never had a child? Of course we wouldn't, would we? We wouldn't credit Abraham and we wouldn't credit him as righteous if they had no child. See, the action, they had to give God the opportunity. God created the miracle through their actions. Are you following me? So it was not the child being there was then put upon God if they did what parents need to do to produce a child. I'm trying to dance around this. You're not helping me. You're looking at me, I have you blank stares. There you go. That's a little more light. Now I feel like I don't have to continue to. All right. Thank you. Okay. God bless you all. Now you're following me. See, sometimes when I look out there and you're going like this, I think, well, they don't get it, so I need to keep on going. This sermons might be much shorter. Amen. Okay. Now, I don't want an amen if you don't understand. Just, you know, if you're with me, at least give me something. Okay. Something. So if they did not have a child, we wouldn't say that Abraham would not be in the Word then as being credited with the righteousness. He would not, his faith would not be credited then. If our understanding of faith is impaired and our demonstration of faith is incorrect, don't you think that's going to pose a major issue for us as believers? It's going to pose a major problem, especially because this, aren't we saved by grace through faith? Yes. Then if we got faith all messed up, don't you think that's going to be an issue? Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Abraham heard God's promise, and he acted upon those promises confidently, believing that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. Listen, Abraham and Sarah did not enter in their old age into the participation of creating a child, believing that, hey, this is never going to work again. They acted in faith, believing God was going to place a baby in that womb. Abraham did what he had to do, trusting God would do what he said he would do. God delivered on his promise because faith pleases God. God responds to faith. Faith stirs up the activity of God. Listen, I know this is hard for some of us to understand, but God doesn't always respond to needs. If God responds to needs, then every child in Africa and every child in Asia and every child in South America and every child in America would have full bellies. God responds to faith. Faith stirs up the activity of God. Faith is the breeding ground for miracles. God is attracted to faith. James 1:22. Back to James. James says a lot about faith. James 1:22. But be doers of the... Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. James says, be doers of the word. Are you making the connection? Be doers of the word, not only hearers, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. James describes a person who hears the word of God, believes, but is without action. He's a hearer. He's not a doer. And the illustration then is a person who is unable to recognize their own outward appearance. A hearer of the word fails to be a doer of the word is a person who cannot be distinguished outwardly by himself or by others. Many people believe they are hearers. However, we are distinguished by faith, by action, based upon a belief, sustained by confidence. Outwardly, a person who talks the talk is a hearer. And a hearer who are doers are distinguished from others because they walk the walk. James says a hearer is like a person who looks in the mirror, turns away, and forgets what he looks like. Faith will define you as a follower of Jesus. Faith will put you in contact with Jesus. Faith will put you in contact with the grace of God. Faith will help facilitate new birth. Faith will allow transformation by the Holy Spirit. Faith allows the image of Christ in us to become clearer and more distinguished. A person who has been born again and lives by faith is a person who will look more like Jesus and less of themselves. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. When you expressed faith in Jesus Christ, repented of your sins, and turned to Jesus as your Savior, you should have experienced new birth, correct? That should have been the outcome. If not, then there's a problem, correct? Go to the beginning, start over again. Now, that's hard for us to understand because here's what we are told. This is what we tell people. You come to the altar, give your heart to Jesus, say the prayer, boom, you're done, voila. But listen, if you're not serious, if you're just, you can get caught up in emotion. You can get caught up in a lot of things. But if your heart is not in it, there's going to be a problem. So go back to point A and start over, correct? By faith, repent of your sins. Repent of your sins, recognizing you are a sinner. Turn your life over to Jesus, and you should experience new birth. If not, start over again. Something's wrong. Something's not right. When you are born again, something should happen inside of you. You know that you know that you know. Again, some of you have this testimony, and there's nothing wrong with this. You gave your life to Jesus early on. You thought you did, at least. But you didn't live for God. There was not that transformation of the Spirit. Later on, there's something clicked, something inside you, finally fully surrendered to God, and something changed within you. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Sure. Not everybody. But what happens is this, the polarity of your heart changes. The polarity of your heart changes. Listen, that only happens when you yield yourself to God, and He can change you. It's the same way with God. God can't help you until you yield to Him and let Him change you and help you. It's the same way with salvation. God will change your heart when you allow Him to change your heart. God, I understand God is almighty. God is all-powerful. But God made us with free will. God created us as individuals. And if we, listen, He doesn't want mechanized. He doesn't want robots. He wants people who love Him. Listen, love is not found in control. If you control actions, then that's not love, correct? If you're a spouse and you're married to another spouse and there's control, that's not love. When you're born again, something should happen. When you express your faith in Christ and you're born again, something should have happened. Once you were dead to God because of sin, but now you're alive to God through Christ because the Holy Spirit inside you gives you life, gives life to your body and life to live for the glory of God. I believe this occurs frequently, locally, and in other places where there are high concentrations of religious attitudes and religious institutions. It just comes hand in hand. This happens. People believe in Jesus. They believe in the Bible, identify themselves as Christians, talk a good talk. However, they can continue to live opposite of righteous standards clearly defined in God's Word. Believing it's okay, they are saved by grace as long as they believe they are saved. But we are saved by grace through faith. John 14, 15. Jesus says this, if, big word, right? If you love me, keep my commands. Listen, I don't care if you're a member of this church, another church. I don't care if you're Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Nazarene, Pentecostal. I don't care. If you love him, you will keep his commands, period. Period. What is Jesus saying? Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. Don't be a hearer. All right, now we're getting somewhere. See, this is not difficult. But why is this so difficult? You know why? Because we don't even know what we're talking about half the time. And we lead people astray. And then we wonder why people leave the altar and they don't live right. I'm not talking about perfectionism. Don't go around telling folks you are a child of God. Live as a child of God if you are a child of God. Because the Spirit in you will empower you. Listen, the Holy Spirit does not just live in you to take up space. He lives in you to empower you, to make you more like Jesus. But that won't happen unless you yield to Him. I'm not talking about manufacturing, because people can manufacture stuff, can't they? You can look all pretty on the outside. You can do a lot of things, but it's going to catch up sooner or later. The veil is going to be removed. The religion is going to come down, and you're going to see that person for what they are. And I'm not talking about a momentary lapse of judgment. I'm talking about a yielded life to the Spirit of God that results in spiritual fruit. Church, we cannot perfect ourselves. And I'm not even trying to pretend like that's what I'm saying. We cannot perfect ourselves in order to receive grace. It's impossible. And I'm not advocating that position. However, the grace of God is sufficient and gives us an opportunity to obey the commands of Jesus. We can't obey the commands of Jesus without the Holy Spirit. We cannot obey the commands of Jesus without the Holy Spirit, and we surely can't obey the commands of Jesus without the grace of God. Why do so many people make excuses for unrighteous behavior, covered up with religion, pawned off as faith, believing they can live in a way as long as they believe it's okay, saved by grace? See, that's the perversion we face today in the body of Christ. And it don't matter what denomination you're in, you're going to find it. We are saved by grace through faith. What we need to concentrate now is on what is faith? What puts us into contact with the grace of God? And see, if you just pawn it off as belief, that's an easy path, isn't it? Why are you getting so excited for it? All you got to do is believe. No, friend, you better be a hearer and a doer of God's word. And you can't be a doer all by yourself. It's the Spirit of God in you. That's why you must be born again. Some folks inadvertently describe faith as this. Let me give you an example. A man says to his wife, "Honey, I love you, and there's no one else for me. You are it. I've given my life to you, my heart to you," and he goes out and he sleeps with another woman. Now, how many of you ladies out there are going to be okay with that kind of love? But he said he loves you.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. The Word of God calls us to walk by faith and not by sight. It's my hope that your faith has been encouraged by this message. If you're not attending a house of worship and you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come and worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. We have ministry opportunities for all ages, children, youth, and adults. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or our web address is www.holtag.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, may God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.